The mission Pirkei Avos says in the fifth parak, Kol she mishesh po shlosha dvarim elu mitamidav shel Avram Avinu, shlosha dvarim acherim mitamidav shel Bilam HaRasha. There are certain midos that differentiate Avram Avinu from Bilam HaRasha. Ayin tova v'ruach nemucha v'nefesh felim mitamidav shel Avram Avinu, ayin rav v'ruach gavoa v'nefesh rechav mitamidav shel Bilam HaRasha. Had to differentiate all the different midos for Avram Avinu and Bilam HaRasha. Why is it so hard to differentiate? Why do you need a special test to differentiate between the Talmid of Avram Avinu and Bilam HaRasha? Because we know that the Mid of Avram Avinu was he was the first person who worshipped Hashem in the world. I mean, after the very beginning of the world, meaning in his era when everyone's over the Odeh Zarah, he listened to Hashem. Whatever Hashem said, he did exactly. Even if Hashem said something very difficult like Akidas Yitzchak, Avram always listened to Hashem. Surprisingly, in this week's Parsha, what do we find about Bilam? We find that Bilam always listens to Hashem. Not only does he always listen to Hashem, but he always tells everyone that he listens to Hashem, right? From the very beginning, Bilam tells Bilam asks Hashem's permission and tells the messengers of Balak, "Me'in Hashem l'tziel ochem achem. I can't go because Hashem doesn't let me go." And when Balak nudges him, he says, "Im yitin li Balak b'lo biso kesbos ahav lo chalav oris pi Hashem l'kai. You give me all the a house full of silver and gold. I can't do anything but what Hashem says." But he says, "Mayosev Hashem diber mi." Let's see exactly what Hashem tells me. And the first time that, and Hashem tells him to go, so he goes. And the first time he actually meets in person Balak, he says, "Hinei basi alecha tayu chaluch al diber meuma davar sheyashim alukim befi." So I'm going to do exactly what Hashem says, no more, no less. And every time Balak gets angry with him, Bilam answers the same thing. I'll be very careful to say what right? Forget about the Medrash that Hashem forced him to say anything. He says, I will be Shomer. I'll do exactly what Hashem says, no more, no less. And every time he says the same thing, there's no one in the whole history of the world who's been firmer than Bilam. He always listens to everything exactly Hashem tells him, meaning he keeps the halacha 100%. So says the Pirkei Avos. Okay, so if he keeps halacha 100% and Avram Avinu keeps halacha 100%, what's the difference between Bilam HaRasha and Avram Avinu? So Rav Chanan points out, in his Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, and I think in the first Siman, that what was the sin of Bilam HaRasha? It's not that he violated any halacha. Halacha meaning not what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha meaning what Hashem told him explicitly, right? That was his halacha. He did exactly everything he was chayiv to do al pidin. But the difference is Avram Avinu did everything he was chayiv to do al pidin and wanted to be a good person and serve Hashem and have the right midos to serve Hashem. Bilam did everything he was chayiv to al pidin, but didn't care about being the kind of person Hashem actually wanted him to be. Didn't care about having good midos. Didn't care about what Hashem really wanted for him. Just wanted to be Yitzhak Zayin, the letter of the law. And that's why, even when Hashem sent him hints by the donkey stopping stopping the donkey, etc. on the way, he's like, no, I'm going to do exactly what Hashem says. Hashem didn't tell me to go. If Hashem says you can go, then I'm going to go. He didn't care about where Tzon Hashem was. He just cared that he had to be yitzizayin the halacha, and then he can do whatever he wants, even if it was evil things. And that's what Chazal tells us. What's ultimately the difference? Ultimately, it's funny. You know, we work very, very hard to, it's not so easy to keep all the halachos, right? It's a big job. But what Chazal tells us in this Mishnah is, it's not enough to keep all the halachos. You have to be a good person. You have to be the kind of person Hashem wants you to be. If you have these three midos, and you are generous and you are modest and you do not like to indulge your desires, then you're a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. But if you have the bad midos, if you're ayin ra, if you always wish ill on others, if you just want more and more for yourself, if you want to indulge your taivas, then even if you keep all the halachas, you're a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. And that's ultimately Talmud of Bilam HaRasha, Yorshim Yehenev Yordim Ber Shachas, right? The chiddush here is, you can keep all the halachos in the world. But if you're just trying to fulfill the halachos, but you don't actually care about being a good person, you don't actually care what Hashem wants, then you're a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. And that's, I think, why it's important to have Talmid of Avraham Avinu and Talmid of Bilam HaRasha. What are Talmidim? Talmidim are not people who do what they're commanded to do by someone. Those are subjects. Talmidim are people who follow in the ways. ultimately, there's a certain derech that we're supposed to take, the derech of Avraham Avinu versus the derech of Bilam HaRasha, and maybe there's a hint here, how do you learn to be the right kind of person? After all, if it doesn't say so explicitly, how do you learn? It should be obvious, it should be common sense, but ultimately, tell me, you see good person, you try to, good people, you try to emulate good people, you see tzaddikim, you try to emulate tzaddikim, you see Rishayim, and if you emulate the Rishayim, you end up Yorishim Gehenim, unfortunately, V'yordim Lever Shacha. So I think this is perhaps a sobering lesson, but a very crucial lesson in the Torah, that maybe the whole Parshas Bilam comes to teach us many things. But one of the many things it comes to teach us is, Bilam was a Navi. He was a Navi Emes. He did everything be'emes. He did everything right. That you could do on the chitzonius level. You could fulfill all of the commandments and still be a terrible person and go to Gehenim and be a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. You have to not only work on Shmiras HaMitzvos, you also have to work on your Midos to make sure that you use that Shmiras HaMitzvos to accomplish what Hashem wants us to accomplish in this world.